Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me what you see when I pass by. Shadow, a cloud, or a line in the sky. Am I getting it wrong or am I getting it right? Well, all I can take is one step at a time. Look at me, I'm trying every day. I fall down, make mistakes, get back up, try again. Next time that you see me. With walking, you can't go wrong. Why should you rush your way through life? You won't get very far running all the time. Look at me, I'm trying every day. I fall down, make mistakes, get back up, try again. Next time back with me. I'm
take the microphone, take the stage. Take my glory, take my name. Take it away. Suffer now, later will reign. And that applies to the saints, the one against the grain. Life is hard, but amidst the pain, you know the saints fight hard, we anticipate that great day when God applauds and we know remorse and no shame. Everything you thought you lost, you regain. And you get rewards because you behave. Let me make it plain, all of the faithful saints that get paid. To prove your commitment to God is not vain. And we'll get to enter the joy of our King. Your gold, keep your black card and your patron. None of that matters when I'm gone.
None of that matters,
and the maddest throne. Silver, gold, and precious stones. Was I faithful? Was my goal? Yahweh's glory on my own. Actors act for golden glow. Rappers rap for war shows. Platinum, blacks, and pure gold. Our reward is Christ alone.
Christ alone.
The finale is finally, I'll be home. My work and its quality will be shown. Eternally, Christ the King will be known. Shalom. Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Donnie McClurkin.
Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised those who love him. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Now, every athlete exercises self-control in all things, and they do this to receive a perishable wreath. But we, a crown imperishable. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will.
I'm taking it one day at a time.
I'm walking.
my block.
Good morning. You have listening to Faith is Power Radio. And, you know, today is a blessful day. Today's Saturday. You know, this is the weekend that we have to praise God and put Him first before anything or anybody. You know, let me pray before I start the show. Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for everything. Lord Jesus, use me for the next 12 minutes to give the word and use me, Lord Father. Let me not say anything that's not in the word, but let me say something that's in the word, Lord Father, Lord Jesus. Use me, Lord Father. I pray for those that needs that healing, that needs that touch, Lord Father. Lord Father, Lord Jesus, guide us and give us strength, Lord Father, Lord Jesus, and heal us, Lord Father. And Lord Father, let us not go backwards, but let us go forward. As everybody that's listening to this to this online show, Lord Father, around the world and online and Facebook and Twitter, Lord Father, let them be touched and let them be healed. Forgive us for all our sins, Lord Father, and let us be renewed and let us walk by faith. Amen. I am Joseph the Dreamer, and the title of the show is Renewing the Mind, and Faith Without Works is Dead. The reason why I chose this title, due to the fact that we have to renew our mind. You know, when people say it's Happy New Year's and nobody's actually, you know, renewing their mind, but they're doing the same thing from last year and the year before, and they stay in the same spot again and again and again. The reason why, the fact that you know, people is staying in the same spot, that they don't renew their mind. They don't actually, you know, meditate on the word of God and actually take action immediately and practice. Because practice does make perfect. I understand that we're not perfect. But in God's will that, you know, once we take practice, we shall be perfect through him, okay? And that's an everyday routine that we have to renew our mind and not doing the same thing over and over, okay? For an example, your friends don't want to see you, you know, doing new things, matter of fact, and don't want you to actually, you know, stay away from the old things. And they're doing the same thing from last year, that could actually pull you back, if you understand. I'm not saying get rid of your friends, but that could actually pull you back doing those things, what they're doing, you know, those things of the world, the worldly things, you know what I mean? You know, and that's not pleasing to God. But what you need to do, everyone, is just, you know, do the things that please God, and that's renewing your mind. Renewing your mind is in the word of God. Go on the word and actually praying and actually taking action, okay? The reason why I have faith without works is dead on the title, the reason why, the fact is that people say they have faith out here, but they're not putting action immediately. Why? Because they let fear get in their way. Well, the reason why I said that, because, I mean, I've been through it. I know everybody's been through it, you know. And, I mean, I can't preach something that I ain't never been to. I never been through. So I'm just letting you know from my experience. And everybody has the same experience, too. Everybody be having faith. The Lord be revealing a lot of stuff to us. But at the same time, we don't take action. We don't take action by the word of God. Faith, okay? By faith, Moses, he took action. By faith, Abraham, he took action, okay? Isaac, Jacob, he took action. That's by faith. God revealed things to us every single day, but we don't actually take action, and we actually let fear get in the way. Fear and faith doesn't mix. Okay, so what we need to do is renew our minds constantly every single day, every single day. Meditate on the word of God every single day, 7 days a week, because it is our medicine and we have to take action, okay? And that's the love of God. That's the glory of God right there, the grace and mercy, okay? People take grace as a little game, like, oh, you know, God give us grace, so let me go ahead and do the same thing I did the other day, or let me go to the strip club and then let me get out of there and God's gonna forgive me. Look, the Lord is gonna forgive you, but he knows our hearts. You see what I'm saying? If you're doing it, you know, if you're doing it willingly, okay, and your heart, the Lord knows your heart. You can't fool the Lord. He created the whole universe since the beginning of time. He created everything. He created us. So how you going to fool God? You cannot fool God. Nobody cannot fool God. Not even me, all right? So by grace, he will forgive us. By grace and mercy, he knows that we're willing to do our best and to get right, okay? For those that make the decision and taking Christian title as like, oh, you know, I'm Christian, and they just do the same thing again and again, willingly now, I'm not saying those that, you know, they you know, they're not doing it purposely, like the ones that are doing their best, they're trying to change, okay. That's the one the Lord is looking at. But the ones that's doing it willingly, like constantly, over and over, like, you know what, I'm going to do this tomorrow. Like, you actually planning to do those things, you know what I mean? And the Lord knows our hearts. So we cannot fool God. So The title for today was Renewing Our Mind, and Faith Without Works is Dead. And I had to put that title, because faith without works is dead. But faith, you have to put faith by works every single day, daily routine. All this week, I've been putting my faith in my business, and my family, and my friends, okay? At the same time, putting faith in my relationship and taking it to the next level without the enemy interfering. Of course, the enemy going to interfere. He is going to interfere, okay? And he will put fear in our hearts, but the more he try to put fear in our hearts, the more we take action immediately. No pain, no gain. It's just like you exercising, daily routine, you exercising. You're going to the gym every single day. But you have to exercise your faith. You know, you exercise your spirit. You exercise your mind, okay? You're feeding your mind knowledge and wisdom. You know, when you go on your knees, you ask God, Lord, I need wisdom. You know, I need wisdom. Whatever you're asking for, you pray for it. But don't ask the Lord, oh, I need a new car, I need a new house, Lord. You praying on your knees and say, Lord, you know, I need some new shoes. You crazy. The Lord will look at you crazy, like, what are you asking for? But the Lord said, you know, ask and you shall receive. Find and you seek and you shall find. But you got to pray for the right things, okay? And wisdom is one of them. You know, and humbleness is one of them. And being strong and having strength through Christ Jesus is one of them. Okay? So, and that's what I had to go ahead and give out by the word of God. I also want to give out a commercial also. Battle of the Praises is coming in about this week on the 26th. I will be performing, okay? I was actually being skeptical. I didn't want to perform, but, you know, I'm doing this for the Lord. I'm not doing this for people. I'm doing this for God, and I will take action at the same time. You got to put faith by works, of course. Also, I should have a show coming up February 16th. I will announce that very soon. Tomorrow I have interviews I'm setting up with about 2 to 3 hip hop gospel artists on the air tomorrow. So between 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. I will be on air to broadcast and interview the hip hop gospel artists. Also next week I'm gonna interview DJ Obadiah from Reach FM Radio, okay? Reach FM Radio. He's a well-known DJ. He's a good friend of mine, so that's going to be next Sunday. And we're going to get things ready in the grace of God. We got to trust God and move by faith. And renewing our mind every single day, no matter what happened to us, move by faith. Let the blood of Jesus cover us in every trials and tribulation. Let the blood of Jesus, you know, cover everything. Let's cast all our worries and cares onto him and our burdens onto him, and let's take off and let the Lord use us for greater purposes. Thank you. I am Joseph the Dreamer, and I am out. God bless.
Take my fame, take the microphone, take the stage, take my glory, take my name, take it away. Suffer now, later will reign, and that applies to the saints that went against the grain. Life is hard, but amidst the pain, you know the saints fight hard, we anticipate that great day where God applauds, and we know remorse and no shame. Everything you thought you lost, you regain, and you get rewards because you behave. Let me make it plain, all of the faithful saints that get paid, to prove your commitment to God is not vain, and we'll get to enter the joy of our King. Smile, smile.
That's where we stop to see.
keep your gold, keep your black card and your Patron. None of that matters when I'm gone.
None of that matters, y'all.
And the maddest throne, silver, gold, and precious stones. Was I faithful? Was my goal? Yahweh's glory on my own. Actors act for golden glow. Rappers rap for war shows. Platinum blacks and pure gold. Our reward is Christ alone.
Christ alone.
Stay so long. The finale is finally, I'll be home. My work and its quality will be shown. Eternally, Christ the King will be known. Shalom. Pastor Donny McClurkin.
Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised those who love him. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Now, every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do this to receive a perishable wreath, but we, a crown imperishable. Henceforth, there is laid up for me.
Thank you, Lord Father, for all the listeners and the viewers, Lord Father, Lord Jesus. Cover them all, Lord Father. Cover them in your blood, Lord Jesus. Lord, let us continue our day, Lord Father, and let us be strong, Lord Father, in your name, Lord Father. Cover our families and our friends. And let's be renewed in your name, Lord Jesus. Lord Yeshua. Amen.